星に占いましょう二人の歩く道。
First and foremost, I want to state for the record that I'm not a restaurant critic. I lack the training and sensibilities to do justice to that role. Secondly, I'm not what you would call a foodie. I can't tell you what region a balsamic vinegar came from or whether my asparagus is organic or not. I simply enjoy and appreciate really good food of most any kind, and to be completely honest, I realize that I've been a bit lax in the food portion of the food, family, and culture focus for local exposure. With that in mind, I happened to find myself in Florence recently with an empty belly and some time to kill. I've been told by many friends that if I want to find good, authentic sushi, I need to go to Florence. Since Toyota opened their offices in the Northern Kentucky region in the 1980s, an influx of Japanese restaurants has made that area a haven for Asian cuisine. A quick Google search allowed me to find several good candidates, and I finally settled on Miyoshi Japanese Restaurant on Bankers Street off Houston Road. I truly wish I had a chance to visit Japan to experience real, authentic sushi, and to get schooled in the art of its preparation and its consumption, because it's one of those things that I always feel like I'm just plain doing it wrong. My first introduction to sushi came when I was playing hockey on a team in Crescent Springs. After late-night games, we'd often go to Newport on the Levee and indulge ourselves in an abundance of flavors and textures. It was there that I learned to love spicy tuna, eel, and my all-time favorite, octopus. I became so hooked on it that my team nickname actually became Sushi. And lately, I've been on a sushi hiatus because of an experience that can only be described as bad sushi. Those of you who have experienced it, you know. And those of you who have not, I'll spare you the details. So it was with a tiny bit of trepidation and more with a sense of reconnecting with an old friend that I entered Miyoshi. The restaurant itself is immaculate, austere, and very, well, Japanese. When I arrived, it was still early in the evening, so the place was sparsely populated, and I sat at the sushi bar because I love to watch the artistry of the creation. Secretly, I always like to think that my sushi is being prepared by Hattori Hanzo, like in the movie Kill Bill.
Hattori Hanzo ni ittai nan no yō desu ka?
Nihon to ga itsu yō de.
Ittai nihon to nan ni tsukau desu ka?
Kiritai nezumi ga iru kara.
I ordered the rainbow roll and, yes, some octopus. I cannot speak highly enough about the rainbow roll. It had such a fine balance of flavor and texture that I made a concerted effort to leave out the soy and the wasabi. I did not want to mask the combination of crab, rice, tuna, and salmon and the fresh avocado that I saw prepared before my very eyes. Each slice of the roll was unique in its own experience, some with more avocado, some with more tuna, some with more salmon, but each seemed to be purposefully concocted by the sushi chef. I left the octopus for last, almost like a dessert. A good friend once told me, octopus is the bacon of the sea. And I wholeheartedly agree. I tend to think of it as a treat. It's crunchy and meaty and so full of bold flavor. It's a perfect balance with that delicate orchestra of flavors that are found in a sushi roll. For anyone interested in Japanese cuisine outside of sushi, Miyoshi offers several noodle dishes, soups, and traditional Japanese barbecue dishes. The prices are very reasonable, and the staff is very pleasant and professional. I think it's fair to say that my sushi hiatus is over, and if I find myself in the neighborhood with a certain craving, I will definitely return to Miyoshi. For Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.